Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, cop all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Thursday. Welcome in the morning hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson, hang out with you for a couple hours. Boy, it is beautiful outside. A little chilly, but it is beautiful.
Cold.
Cold. Yeah, I think a lot of people got the adjustment this morning. We're like, whoa.
I started the car this morning.
Oh, yeah. You're like, whoa. Heated seats, what if you have them? Or
oh, yeah.
You weren't rolling the windows down.
No.
My boys walked out like, timeout, sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt?
It's like an all-day sweatshirt day.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We're getting to the point to where parents yell at their kids for putting their coat on.
Yeah, you put your coat on.
But it's
you
funny.
You need a coat.
It's funny why parents get so mad over that. Is it? What is it? Is it because you guys spend so much money on coats, you want them to wear them?
You spend the money. You also want to take care of your kid. Teach them right.
I'll get there. I'll get it at some point.
Wear a coat.
Yeah.
You know?
Seems like out of a lot of things that children, you know, get yelled at for, it's putting their coat on.
It's also that crazy time of the year for us, right? And it's in your house. It's how to balance the, because right now you're still probably in, like, your furnaces are still in AC mode.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute.
You want to make the switch?
Not yet. Do you make the switch yet?
Yeah, it's a big decision.
Houses are getting cold, like timeout. Got to put the heat on for a minute.
Big decision.
If you have a fireplace on, you're like, well, I'm going to sit in that room, right?
Yeah.
But then next week, it's going to be like in the mid-70s.
Exactly.
Well, got to go back.
Exactly.
It's a weird time.
Yeah.
My wife, by the way, is loving this because she loves the colder weather like this.
Yeah.
She is probably the nutty person driving down the road right now with her windows down.
Yeah. She likes colder weather then. Yeah.
I debated on wearing a stocking cap to the studio today. I didn't know what was going to be colder, outside or in here.
Is it okay?
It's colder outside today.
Okay.
That's a bonus.
That's good.
That's a bonus.
That's good.
Welcome in. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk a little Huskers, but it's not your coaches talking. Will took some time, and he cut up some of the stuff for Bussing with the Boys. Coach Frost, Coach Alberts, a lot of stuff from that. Henry T. Buchanan at 9:15. Around 9:35, 9:40, we're going to look at Thursday Night Football. We'll make our picks. I'll text Dane. We'll get his pick so he keeps up with us. Or tries to keep up with us. 10 o'clock, like we're always on a Thursday. Marco D'Angelo, WedgerTalk.com. We got 8 games, 4 college, 4 pro. And then after Marco, we're going to look at Minnesota by the numbers. The offense Minnesota, the defense of Minnesota, what's going on there and what we can try to anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll look at that. And we'll take a whole lot of you. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Also, it's the 9 o'clock keyword. You can go to ESPNLincoln.com right now and put in Breeze. That's Breeze. B-R-E-E-S.
Breeze.
Breeze.
Yeah, Hooks and I had a good time recording those.
We did. We might have to play some, but I'll admit, before we get there, if we have that, you have a story. You say you walked in the studio. He's like, hey, when we kick off the show, I got a story, something that nobody needs to come home to after the bar.
Yeah.
That's all you told me. You're like, I'm going to tell the story.
Well, it's an unfortunate situation. It's a problem a lot of us face nowadays. But I was downtown with my buddy Joel. We were shooting some pool. And by the way, I was on my game.
You were getting it?
Yes. And we get done. We leave. I leave around 12:30. I get home, and I go through the garage. And it's dark in the garage.
Okay,
it's tough to see. It's dark out, you know.
Mom and Dad are going to bed. They're done.
Yeah, they're in bed. You know. I'm getting home.
You're hoping you don't trip over like the lawnmower or something.
It wasn't a lawnmower. There's a bike. We have a bike in the garage, and it's like to the left, and it's like blocking the aisle where you have to walk to get to the door.
Yeah.
Again, it's dark. I tend to not put stuff in my pockets when I get out of my car. I just keep it all in my hands because it's just too much work.
So yeah, it's way too much.
I got my phone in my hand, my keys, my wallet. and I'm walking up. It's dark again, and I trip on this bike.
No.
Hooks. I go down, man, straight into the stair, and I block my fall with my phone.
Oh, it's broke.
And it cracked the screen. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I've had this phone for 4 years.
That's the first one you've ever cracked.
I've cracked many phones.
But that one, 4 years cracked.
4 years, and I finally cracked it. It's pretty bad, too.
Do you not? Does the, like some garages, like ours, when you walk in at a certain point, the light comes on. There's like an automatic light.
Yeah, for some reason.
It didn't come on?
No. No, it didn't.
Huh.
Yeah. So I was, well, actually, I wasn't upset.
No.
For some reason. Usually, you know, when you crack your phone, you're very upset. It's something that you don't like to happen. I guess the way it happened, I could have broke my arm. But
yeah, you could have. Yeah, it's a phone. It's a phone. But you feel like it's one of those dumb moments. Like, I'm such a dummy. I knew the bike was there.
Yeah, I didn't know it was there. But, I went down hard, too. I'm really surprised
glad
I didn't break my wrist. Yeah.
Glad you're
my phone's
glad
not.
You're here.
Now I got to get that fixed, or do I just wait?
I've got a buddy that I'm not lying to you. I'm guessing here, he's had a cracked phone for like 2 years.
2 years?
Probably.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, I can still answer. I can still kind of see it.
I mean, as long as it works.
Yeah, if it works, it works. It's fine.
Why fork up the $150? I don't know how much it costs to get a phone fixed nowadays. I know it's not cheap.
It ain't cheap to get. No, no, not those.
Some people even do it by themselves. But anyways.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks. Yeah, just don't, look out for stuff in your garage. I mean, my garage is like every other American's, just, clean 2 days out of the year. So.
Or maybe when you're leaving, you're like, all right, take audit of where things are. You're like, all right, when I get back, let's hope it's.
I knew it was there, though.
And you had a moment.
Had a few beers,
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so Bussin' with the Boys.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
You can utilize that lane on our show.
Perfect.
Other place like, no, can't do that.
I will not.
Don't cross me.
I will not cross
don't
you.
Don't cross me.
Won't cross you, Hooks. Okay. Trevin Frost were on the bus last
week. They were, man.
And it's important to remember that this was before the Michigan game.
Before the Michigan game. No content of that game.
After Northwestern, this is in between those two games. So I guess we could start at the top.
Just play what you got, and we'll kind of go through it. And if anybody's got any comments on it, if you've heard it, I know a lot of people I talked to have already listened to it, so it's pretty cool.
Well, it's just interesting that you get Frost and Trev in this type of environment, with Will, former player. It's a little more laid back, a little more candid. So it's interesting to see what they have to say in front of each other.
That's not easy, by the way.
Exactly. So here's Trev. He started it off just talking about, what it's like being at Nebraska, what it's like being back.
I don't know of any other place that people care as much as they do for Nebraska football. And I still walk in my office every now and again. I cannot believe that I get to serve as the athletic director at the University of Nebraska. I think back to those days like you did when I'm walking around this campus, and the thought of, Bob Devaney was the athletic director.
Yeah.
When I was here. But no, this place is incredible. And, there's so many people before Scott and I that invested so much to make this place what it is. And, our job is to be good stewards of the roles we have and, work as hard as we possibly can. And we're doing that. We're not perfect, but I'm really proud of where we are.
Boy, talking about a guy that's loves this place, loves it, also goes back and talks about the people that did it before him and what that means. And he's right. There is, I'm a guy from Charlotte, North Carolina that has moved here and has been, you're just grabbed by this university and by the fans and everything, and it's just crazy what it feels like. I can't describe the feeling. Even when times are down, like pre-games and all that, walking downtown and seeing what's going on. And just being blessed to have traveled places and know that when I wear a Husker shirt, people are like, go Big Red out loud. It's crazy.
Yeah, it truly is unique.
It is.
There is no other place. I mean, we say it all the time. There really is no other place. He also talked about how it's unique here in Nebraska because we have a head coach and an AD who are both alums.
Yes.
Both. Love this state.
They both played the sport that they're invested in, right? They both donned. They were both on that field.
And you compare that to other schools, other school situations. Like, how do you use that? How do you capitalize off that?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you better than all these other schools? I mean, there's reasons out there.
It just gives you insight of what the program was and where you want to take it to, right?
Yeah.
You have lived what we all want in a program when it was clicking, right? You lived it. You felt it. The fans have not changed since then. The only thing that's changed in this world today is the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Twitter and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so Frost did kind of touch on the fans, and he was asked, you know, are you surprised by the fans when things get tough? And here's what Frost said to that.
There's good and bad fans everywhere. I think Nebraska has more good fans than almost anywhere in the country. You know, we had a lot of work to do, and it's been great having the support of the fans. You know, Trev said it, the best people in the country live in the Midwest and live in Nebraska.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, say that again. Go ahead.
The best people in the country live in the Midwest and live in Nebraska. And I'm Nebraskan, so I'm biased, but that's the way I feel. And yeah, there's going to be good and bad everywhere, but I really appreciate the support that we get.
I think the point there is there are bad Nebraska fans.
Yeah.
There's a lot more great Nebraska fans than are bad ones, but you have them everywhere. Right? That's everywhere, too. But it's unique here because, you know, you get to Nebraska nice, blah, blah, blah. You get all that, right? There's still a percentage of fans that are just the ones that are super loud and they're super bad.
Yeah, you make a good point, too. I mean, the bad fans are
always the loudest
because we make them the loudest.
Yes, we allow them to be the loudest. And again, that's all because of what we just mentioned. Internet, Twitter, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're the loud ones. They're the ones that will, after a loss, there's a lot of silent fans that are upset. I could be one of them. You could be one of them, whatever, right? About a play or something like that. But those are the ones that, like, really get after it. Ones that start calling for jobs and start knocking kids down, you know, all that stuff. Or they cause trouble in the stadium or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Everywhere.
They also get the most attention.
You know,
which probably fuels a lot.
I will say this about them. They're also the ones, like all of us, how the number of millions of Nebraska fans are that have expectations of what they expect and what they've seen, what they've been through.
Yeah.
And when it's not there, it gets louder.
But I also don't think, like, when Frost talks about bad fans, he's not talking about the fans that are, you know, unhappy with the performance. He's talking about the outrageous fans.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that say extreme things, yes. You know, make it personal. I think those are the fans he's really talking about.
Absolutely.
I don't think he cares about anyone who is saying, you know, the fire Frost, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he cares about that.
No, I mentioned, I think you have one of those quotes from him about that, too, about being judged and all that stuff.
I believe so. Yeah, that's... He does talk about who he leans on. I think we'll get to that if that's what you're thinking of. Okay, but this next quote here, Will asked him, you know, when you got here, were you surprised about all the things that you had to change? And then Frost said, you know, yes, but then Frost also said he was more surprised by how many more things there were. Here's Frost.
Yeah, there's been more challenges than I even anticipated when I took the job. But, you know, you want it to look like it looked. Everybody wants it to look like it looked. But that doesn't just happen overnight. You got to have the right team. You got to have the right players. You got to have the right attitudes. You got to have the right level of strength conditioning. There's no doubt in my mind how much progress we've made and how close we're getting to being the team that everybody wants us to be. Got another great chance tomorrow to prove that. But the progress has been slow and steady. And I don't want to talk about the 90s with our players too much because they don't want to hear about
old. They really don't, bro. Like, I remember
old. They do want to hear about Will Compton, though. Let's be honest.
That point at the end was interesting because they don't want to hear about the 90s. It must have been talked about because there's been a lot of teams and a lot of kids that come through here since then that it's always go back to that. The 90s. Like, these kids weren't even born.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's annoying as hell.
I'm sure there's references. I'm sure that you can reference the 90s or talk about how they worked and things like that. Because obviously they got two guys down there right now. You got three of them. More, right? You had Foreman and Jason Peter down there helping out on a volunteer basis. You have Scott Frost, right? You have other guys that have played here.
You have Trev.
Trev.
The AD, yeah.
Right? So it's a symbol of that era. And try to put pieces of it there, but it's not like you want to go up there and put film up of these guys.
You don't want to constantly be reminded. Like, I don't know. I kind of understand it. Like, you know, you're with a ton of people trying to get to a certain goal, and you're constantly being reminded of other people who have already
gotten that goal. Yeah, there are other accomplishments that you're not reaching.
It's like, why do you care? Why? Mm-hmm. They don't. Mm-mm. If anything, it kind of slows them down. It's like, I don't care about them.
You're trying to find your moment in time.
Yes.
Versus be like others' moments in time.
And to be constantly held to an expectation of those guys in the 90s.
Can't
like,
be,
come
that
on.
Would not be easy at all.
Let's get real.
Yes, exactly. That would not be easy at all.
Yeah, and Will, you hear Will say, yeah, nobody wants to hear about the 90s. He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He's telling you that I'm sure that there was references of it when he was here.
Right. So next, Frost was asked, you know, when things do get tough, what do you lean on? And this or, you know, what do you lean on? Who do you lean on? Here was Frost.
Well, honestly, when things get tough, I lean on my faith. I've got one judge, and people on the internet aren't that one. And that, as long as you keep that perspective, you know, you're always going to stay level. And we're doing things the right way. We're doing all the right things to try to build the team. So everything that happens is temporary. And as long as we keep on a good trajectory and keep doing things the right way, it's going to happen. And I think this team's real close to that. I do lean on Coach Osborne a lot. He's in a lot of practices. Ron Brown is real close with the program and lean on him a lot. Go to those guys for support. And those guys have a ton of coaching experience and wisdom. So it's always good to hear from them. But at the end of the day, you got to lean on what's most important to you. And for me, that's faith.
There you go. I like that he said it's the internet is not the people on the internet are not his judge.
Yep.
It doesn't. It's so hard, I assume, to try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Not read it, not hear it. You know, I'm sure he hears it more than he wants to.
Yeah. I don't know if this is just me, but to me, Frost does not seem like the guy that, like, gets on social media. Like,
no.
Does not seem like the type of guy who would enjoy
it.
No, like,
I'm sure there's I'm sure he gets sent stuff that's said to him about him, you know. Also, you know, he mentions he's got a couple of guys that he, you know, he's able to lean on that have been around for a long time. You know, Tom Osborne, Ron Brown, you know?
Yep. It's funny. They actually, I didn't get it, but they kind of talk about Ron, and they're like, you know, the dude doesn't age. They're like, the dude's been around forever. And the dude looks the same.
They talk in there about when they would go to, like, the visiting hotels. They'd be on the road, and all the players and stuff would be taking the elevator, and Ron's like, hey, I'm going to take the stairs.
Take the stairs.
I got to stay in shape. I got to keep this going.
402-466-3776. Hooks, we have Tom on the line.
Tom, happy Thursday.
Yeah, you guys too. Hey, it's so bad that you guys can't be more like Nick Gregeth and lift weights and take your kids to the right daycare and do things like they did in the 90s.
It is. You're right. I'm not there yet, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Preaching to Hooks there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. And he's out.
Oh, that was pretty solid. Thanks, Tom. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. We all aspire to be like that.
Yeah, you got to be.
I'll never live up to expectations.
Good fathers, you want to be like other good fathers. What?
From our esteemed, I do lift a lot of weights.
I know he does.
He does.
He's Have jacked. Yes.
He's jacked. He just doesn't know he's getting older.
No, he's not getting older. He's getting younger by the minute. Let's move on. We got a few more quotes left.
Tom, that was classic. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Again, call in if you want to share your thoughts. Okay, Frost, he was asked, you know, how are you talking to these guys? How do you not keep doing these same mistakes? And it was actually interesting. You know, we've heard, you know, the classic cliches from Frost, you know, no fear of failure, all that. Now, this is interesting. This is kind of different. Listen to Frost.
You know what we did last week is it because there's been some things happen to us I can't even anticipate them happening. It's been, you know, how the heck did that happen?
Right.
What we did last week is it just trying a new tack with them. I think I talked to the team about for 3 years we've been fixing this and fixing this and fixing this and fixing this, and that's all fine except then you're focusing on the problems, and I don't want a team focusing on the problems anymore. So I asked him, what do you do when you're playing Madden with somebody and it's 21-0?
You tell them to get off the sticks.
And you hit reset.
Right.
So I told the guys, let's hit reset. And I asked the O-line, how many times have we false started this year? And they said, too many, coach. I said, zero. It's not a problem. And I want them to stop focusing on the problems, and I want them to start focusing on what they need to do to win the game. And they came out and played well last week, so we're hitting reset again. We haven't given up any flea flickers. We haven't missed any PATs. It's not a problem, and we're going to get our job done.
That's interesting to hear because, again, Hooks, that was before the Michigan game.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at what happened in the Michigan game, did it look like that these guys weren't paying attention to mistakes and just...
I mean, he makes a great point there about, like, if you continue to focus on and try to fix problems without, like, hitting reset, because it's happened a lot. Like, right, you have to be able to clear that mentality somehow. Because if you keep thinking about false start, all the issues, you'll keep doing them.
Yeah.
How many times you do that, like when you mentioned in the Madden game? How many times you get in your butt kicked or in a video game you hit reset?
Way too many times. That ain't the way this is supposed to start.
Time out. Start over.
We all get that.
Yeah, hit the reset button.
There's a difference between like thinking about penalties, but also thinking about the penalties that you caused. Yeah, I mean, I still think you got to have them in your mind so you don't go off false start, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just, I think you have to figure out ways mentally and mechanically within that to train yourself not to be in that, not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing's what he's looking at. Not the problem itself, but how do you develop the roadmap of not doing it that way, right? I know like as a pitcher when I pitched, if I kept throwing the same pitch and it was called a ball every time, I had to adjust. Could be where I was landing my foot, could be my arm angle. It wasn't the actual, I kept throwing ball after ball. It was somewhere within me that had to change.
So this last quote I got, it's from Trev, but it stemmed off of a question to Frost because you remember at the halftime of the Northwestern game, he was fired up. He was getting at the refs, and you know we were winning that game. And Will's like, you know, why are you that mad when you're winning the game?
Yes, this is so awesome.
Frost said, you know, I've talked a lot with Trev about, you know, he's got good wisdom and blah blah blah. Here's what Trev said about, you know, the quote unquote wisdom he has.
So anyway, I had worked with some other coaches and a Hall of Fame hockey coach who it was interesting. I'd go into the locker room and we'd just win 5-1 against a team we weren't supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's North Dakota. And as Dean Blaze was his name. And Dean would walk in there and just rip the team. And I was so confused, like, how in the world is he mad? We just won 5-1. It's the best game we've ever played. And he'd walk out and wink at me. I don't want him comfortable. And then there'd be times when we looked so bad. I mean, we couldn't skate with a puck at our feet. And we'd lose 7-1, and he'd go tell them, boys, we're close. That was some wonderful, and it was just a little psychology to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we, as a player, there isn't a single player that wants to make mistakes, that wants to get beat, you know.
100%.
So if you're not careful, especially in a state where it's so important, you know, the magnitude of the sort of attention and negativity can just overwhelm your program. And
especially kids, too.
Especially kids, and especially with what they're – so we're fighting hard on the positivity and unity and all of those things and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
By the way, a little lower voice. He sounds exactly like Bo.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Pretty much what I think that first part, what he told you, if you think you made it, then you're in trouble. You think you've made it. Whether it be in the game of whatever game you're playing or life, you haven't made it.
Right.
He's just letting you know, don't get comfortable. I think that's a lesson. Like, don't get comfortable where you're at. And it could be life, could be a sport. Don't get comfortable.
I love that story he tells about that hockey coach. That's
you know,
funny.
Don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in and you think, I mean, in that Northwestern game, they could have walked. I'm sure that if Frost had walked in with all smiles on their face, in his faces, and, like, they could have been a little party in the locker room. But yet he walked in, like, time out. We ain't done. You haven't done anything yet.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And again, and I bet you some of the approaches, and when he keeps saying we're so close, that's the positive side. It's like, hey, we're there. We're almost there. We're almost a good football team. But we got to be cleaner. We got to be all this stuff. I love the approach of that.
I do, too.
It's a great approach.
So, again, that was Frost and Trev on Bussin' with the Boys with Will Compton and Taylor Luan. Check that out.
Podcast. There's like 35 minutes of it or something like that out there. So there's other stuff that you could go and listen to. And, Will, good job. That was good stuff right there.
Well, our very own Will Compton, he's doing a good job, too. Definitely.
He's doing a great job. So
so cool. That's all we got with that.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to have Henry T. Buchanan.